Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicating this song here to Sister Claudia in New Orleans. First time listening.
Tracy Taylor, you the goat.
Try this up.
Nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, you mean the world to me. You are my everything and I never, never
sisters, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We want to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And thank you for that selection. Pastor. Amen. Our foundational scripture is coming from Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you for the word at noon. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the listeners and those that participate, Father God. And we thank you for those that are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise today, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. Open up our hearts and our mind to your word today, Father God. Let us hear from you, and let us take this word and meditate on this word, that we're able to live this word and walk this word. Father God, we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast, against our pastor, against the listeners and those that participate. We're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to give you praise today, and we want to thank you. We ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And you said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So bless those that are bereaved and those that are going through. Let them know that they can put their trust in you, and all things work together for good for those who love you. So, Heavenly Father, help us to just be obedient to the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit in our life. Guide and direct us. Holy Spirit, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. It was, I mean, I thought we had a great time yesterday. I had a couple callers and people text me. They thought that was the subject on what we were talking about yesterday, so I'm glad Pastor brought that out. But we was talking about the God kind of love, and actually that's part of our foundational scripture for those that don't know that. That's part of our foundational scripture. So we're going to go there and start, but we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 2 and 13. We'll go there first, then we'll come back to Galatians 5 and 22, and we'll discuss what we started on yesterday, okay? So, Evangelist Sharon, are you there able to read?
Yes, Pastor, I am here and available to read. Praise God. And that was 1 Corinthians 2?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 2 and what verse, Pastor?
13.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that, both of those selections, and thank you for that prayer as well. In the King James, it reads as follows, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, we don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. Amen.
Okay, I can't overemphasize the fact what you're learning is not world knowledge. This is not man's teaching. This has to be taught by the Holy Ghost, okay?
Amen.
And what the Holy Ghost does, it compares spiritual things with spiritual things. And that's really important, brothers and sisters. Get your comparison right. You can't compare a car with a car. You got to compare like a Ford with a Ford. Oy.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac with the Cadillac. You can't say, well, you know, this is a Cadillac, that, and you're thinking you compare. That's the world's way. I think Evangeline mm-hmm. Sharon gave a good illustration about the phone. Like, you can't compare an Android with a iPhone because the iPhone has a different plug altogether. There may be a lot of similarities there, but when you're talking about comparing, you got to compare the same things with the same things. Just like a bird, mm-hmm. you can't compare all birds because they're all different. So if you're going to do a comparison of an eagle, you got to compare an eagle with an eagle. You can't compare an eagle with a falcon. No.
Amen.
Because, see, an eagle can fly directly into the sun. So you got to compare an eagle with the eagle. But anyway, you got to compare spiritual things with spiritual things. Well, how do you know if you're comparing spiritual things with spiritual? The word of God is spiritual. John 6:63. He said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual things. So one mm-hmm. of the things that we're doing is Galatians 5:22, and we're comparing the God kind of love. That's what we're doing. But in Galatians 5:22, we'll read through the 23rd verse. 22 and 23, Evangelist Sharon from Tennessee.
Yes, praise God. And it's King James. It reads as follows. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. Amen.
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 So, and I like the way this starts. It says, but. Now, remember, the but is a real important word. Forget about what you done heard. So you go, but. See, if I'm talking to you and I tell you I'm going downtown, but. You done forgot the downtown. You won't know what's in front of the but. So the but mm-hmm. is what's really important. He says, forget about that, but the fruit of the Spirit, not spirits as in many, but Spirit as in one.
Yeah.
And all of
yeah.
these things is in this one Spirit.
Yeah.
Love, mm-hmm. joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. See, all of this stuff is in one Spirit. It's not separate spirit, brothers and sisters. I know you might have been taught that, but I want you to ask the Holy Ghost to open your understanding about this. Because he says, but spirit, the Spirit is love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Spirit
yeah.
is love. Well, not any mm-hmm. kind of spirit, but God's Spirit. It's the God kind of love.
Amen.
See, you got to know that when you became born again, you got born again of God's stuff. Not your daddy and your mama. They didn't have nothing to do with this birth here. This birth took place, and I got scripture for you, and I got the word for you. Your new birth is predicated on what the word of God says. And I'm going to let you hear. 1 Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1:23. You
want to
read that?
Yes, sir. In the King James, 1 Peter 1:23 reads as follows. Okay. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think, a life conceived by God himself. Amen.
So you born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
Amen.
And, you know, I said something yesterday. The Holy Ghost really checked me on this. You know, think about how good God was to the world. He so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. But for those that became his children, he said, behold, manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, the God kind.
Yeah.
What kind of love? See, this God kind of love is different. You get born of this love, your spirit man become a new creature. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are God's children.
Yeah.
What
Amen.
Makes us God
Amen.
Is that we're in his word. We got born again by his word. James 1:18 says, the word of truth is what produced and make you the God kind of first fruit. That's what it says. Remember over there in James, well, we'll read it, because I just don't want to throw that on you, because then you get on down, you'll see that the word of God is God. Find, if you will, find James 1:18. Yesterday we talked about St. John 1, in the beginning was the word. In the very beginning it was God. Because it says it was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So if the Word was God, it still is God.
Amen.
And the 12th verse says, and the Word became flesh, which is Jesus himself. And that's why God has put this kind of love on us. This is the kind of love we have, the God kind, not the world kind. That's what the scripture said. We did not get the world kind of love, but we got God's kind of love. That's scripture, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Okay, in James 1:18, what that says? Oh, we lost Evangelist Sharon.
Yeah,
okay.
I just got back in. Praise God. In James 1:18, the King James, it reads as follows. Excuse me. And you did say 1:18. Is that correct, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, though, I got kicked out again. Okay. 1:18. Of his own will begot he us the word of the truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now, was that the right scripture?
Yes.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
From the Message Bible, there is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown all his creatures. Amen.
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 Listen, brothers and sisters, the word of truth is how you was begotten. It's not it's really not a mystery. It's not, you know, it's not a mystery to spiritual-minded people. Now, if you're not spiritual-minded, this is a mystery to you. You'll be like Nicodemus. How can this happen? Do a man go back into his mother's womb? No. I'll tell you how this happened. This happened by you allowing the word of God to get into your spirit, man, and create this new birth, because the word of God is a seed. just like a man's sperm. It's a seed. That's behind you.
Yeah.
That ain't. Yes.
Amen. And all things equal now. You know, you young, you vibrant, the man young, the woman young, you know, and you're in your 20s and your hottest cayenne pepper. And the man sperm is going to produce a baby. I don't care what color he is or what color she is, how much education she has, how much education. All that stuff doesn't matter. Throw it out the window. When that seed get in you, hear me now, when that seed get in you, it's on and popping.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So it is with God. So it is with the Word of God. We just got to start allowing that Word in us to develop. Just like it takes time for the baby to grow. But everything you're going to ever become was in that seed. Yeah, you don't get a separate seed for your arm and get a separate seed for your legs. And now everything is in that seed, in that sperm.
Amen, amen.
So when you get born again by the Word of God, everything you need to have God's nature is in there. How I know that? 2 Peter 1:4. Let's read that. Now, I'm trying to slow up. Y'all know me. I'll talk real fast. 2 Peter 1:4.
One and four, and King James reads as follows. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
Yeah. So God gave us this. He has given us that glory integrity. He's given us that God kind of love. That's what the promise, that God would be inside of us, inside of our spirit, man, and we'll be in him. That's a promise. John 15:7 says, if you'll abide in the Word and the Word abide in you, whatever you ask. See, forget about asking something. Look at the fact that you're going to live in. The Word abide means to set up residence. You're planning on living in the Word, and the Word lives in you. That's God living in you.
Amen.
It's not an idea, brothers and sisters. It's not a fantasy. The more you let that Word live in you, the more you're going to become like God. The Word of God gives you exceedingly and great and precious promises. And I used to ask the Lord, Lord, why is it precious? He said, because you don't want to damage nothing precious. Anybody have anything precious? Huh? Anybody got anything precious? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Your jewelry. If you got something precious, you going to protect it.
Amen.
Well, if you take Word and see that Word as being precious and as one of the precious promises, the Bible says, be a partaker of the divine nature. The word partaker means take your part. Are you taking your part?
Yeah.
Are you taking your part into the Word of God?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are you allowing
the
Word of God to have precedence in your life, to be present in your life? The Word of God allows us to be present in God's body because his Word is him. And I know that's a little bad English there, but I want you to know we have to accept God being transformed. That's why our mind is renewed by the Word of God. Our minds are not born again. Our mind is renewed by the Word of God. Romans 12:1-2. You get your mind renewed. That way you are able to prove what's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hey, let me tell you what set you apart. Let me tell you what sets you apart from the world way of doing things. It's the word of God. How I know
Amen.
That. St. John 17:17. I want y'all to hear that. John 17:17. St.
Yes.
John 17:17. That's what sets you apart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In John 17:17, King James, it reads as follows. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. Amen.
Yeah. Forget that religious stuff. Being in this building with this group, that group. That don't sanctify you. The word sanctify means set apart. That don't set you apart. What's going to make you different is you have the word of God in your spirit. Because God said, sanctify them. Set them apart according to your word. Do it. Let your word do it. Let your word be the determining factor. Let that would be the difference between this person and that person. Let them have, because I want to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you know what God's looking for, but God's looking for his word. That's what he's looking for. He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot tilt of his word. See, if you're in the word, you're in God. If Christ came at you, he will not be going to First Baptist. He's going to be looking for his word.
Amen.
See, that's why it's so important. You gird up your loins of your mind according to 1 Peter 1:13. You got to get your mind straight, man.
Yeah.
You got to get your mind straight. And the way you get your mind straight is to get in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he says abide in the Word. The Word abide in you.
The word of
God will bring you prosperity. The Word of God will bring you eternal life. That's what the Word of God designed to do. Being born again, I like that word again, because that means you got to do it again.
Yeah.
I was taking a test this morning. Well, not really a test. I was trying to get into a program, and we had to do it again and again and again and again till you get it right.
Yeah.
See? When you're born again, that means you have to do it over.
Yeah.
That's what that means, Pastor. When you do it born again, that means you have to do it over, right?
Amen. That's right. That's right, Pastor.
Yeah. See, because the Word of God has to get settled in your spirit according to the 119th Psalm and the 89th verse. God settled the Word in us. It got to be settled.
Mm-hmm.
We got to rest in that Word. You got to start living there, resting in that word, and that word rests in you. Why? Because the word of God is forever. I read that. When everything else going to fall, the word of God is going to stand. And when you're standing on the word, you're standing on God's stuff. That's how you get the God kind of love. That's the kind of love that makes you turn the other cheek. That's the kind of love to say, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I told you yesterday, the kind of love to make you bless the very people have done you wrong. It'll make you bless
them. Amen.
Yeah. There's some people right now, they don't even know your name, and they despise you. They hate you. But guess what God's word will do? He'll make you just look over that. Yeah.
Amen.
When you get that word in you, that word is going to rise up and say, let them go. They're ignorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word of God began to speak to you. Because, see, it tells you to put on the whole armor of God. Because you know what? The Bible says Satan, he's going to always be attacking the body of Christ. And if you got that word in you, you're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. So you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil got a lot of tricks out here. He got some tricks you don't know about.
Yes.
That's what Ephesians 11 says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to be mindful of who you are. What manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner is this?
Oh, thank you, Lord.
It's the God kind. You can't even, to be honest with you, your mind can't even wrap around the kind of love God put in us.
Come on
just
now.
He loved us when we didn't love ourselves. He loved us. Yeah, that's what he did. That's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thank you all so much for joining, and we'll see you all Sunday for the review. And meanwhile, stay blessed.